Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. And now then, about the saucy Lillian Gish calendar that was whipped out of my office at Broadcasting House. It still hasn't been returned, and Robin is getting very tired of looking at the nail in the wall where it used to hang. Some kind listeners have sent me saucy calendars to replace Miss Gish, but most of them were a heck of a lot saucier than Miss Gish ever was. There was one of a strangely big girl, and if I'd hung that up on the wall and my boss had seen it, I'd not only have lost my Lillian Gish calendar, I'd have lost my office and my job as well. You're not going to believe this, but she hadn't even got her vest on.
Cool. Here I say. You haven't got it with you, have you?
Not likely, mate. That one is under the floorboards at home.
All right, everybody round to Robin's place. Pertwee will lead the way.
Oh, no, you won't. You haven't got the time. Lieutenant Murray and the pair of you are wanted in Captain Povey's office immediately.
Oh, dear, Mr. Phillips, what have you hit, backed into, bent, or sunk now?
Well, if you're meaning today, sir, absolutely nothing.
So far.
Well, in that case, we better go and see what he wants and stand by for blasting. This way, gentlemen. Morning, Heather.
Or is it?
And if it isn't, what have I done?
Well, for a start, you're late. Captain Povey sent for you ages ago.
Oh, we can explain that.
Really?
Yes, we hadn't got up.
I see. Would you like to explain that to him, or shall I?
I think it might be as well if nobody did. Look, Heather, forewarned is forearmed. What's happened?
For once, I don't know.
Talking about forewarned being forearmed.
Yes, Leslie.
You didn't know what was happening when we were behind the Naffy last night, either.
What I didn't know was that you actually have got four arms.
Bully for Leslie.
Just a minute, and I'll let Captain Povey know you're here.
Captain Povey?
Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee are here, sir.
Oh, so they've got up at last, have they? Show them in.
M will see you now, 00789.
Thank you, Dr. No.
From the previous chat, sir, I'd have thought Heather was Dr. Yes.
Pertwee.
I'm right behind you, sir. I'd absolutely dying to meet Captain Povey, sir.
Funny chap.
Oh, come along.
Come in. At last. Do you realize I sent for you 2 hours ago?
We can explain that, sir. We weren't up.
What?
We weren't up to meeting you, sir. I mean, you know, shoes wanted polishing, trousers needed pressing.
Yes, they still do, but never mind. Troutbridge is to put to sea at once. You are to sail to Portland to take part in a NATO fleet exercise.
We are, sir.
Troutbridge?
Are you sure you're doing the right thing, sir?
I'm sure I'm not. However, these are the Admiral's orders, not mine.
We'll do our best, sir.
That's what I'm afraid of. You always do more damage when you're really trying.
Now, isn't that odd? That's just what Heather said behind the Naffy last night.
Shut up.
Have you any idea how long this NATO exercise is supposed to last, sir?
None at all, but if you're in it, I'm hoping that with any luck it'll last until I retire.
All these years and he waits until now to develop a sense of humour.
And a warped one at that.
Stop chuntering, you two, now. Put to sea at once and report to the operations room at Portland as soon as you get there. If you get there.
That's just what I was going to say.
Right, just coming into the dockyard now, sir. Wherever it is.
What are you talking about? It's Portland.
That's what you said at Plymouth, Gravesend, and Fishguard.
Ah, well.
If this is Portland, where is everybody? And there's not so much as a Liberty boat tore up anywhere.
I'd noticed. There ought to be warships from all the NATO fleets as well as our own.
Perhaps they couldn't find Portland either.
Excuse me, with due respect, sir, and begging pardons all round, sir, but we are getting a touch near at fair old speed to the docks.
What? Oh, lovely. Full ahead, both.
Full ahead, both.
Full astern, all of them.
Full astern, all of them.
No, no, no. Scrub that. Make it flat out sideways.
Flat out.
No. Roll again.
Up a bit.
Up a bit, sir.
Poop to me.
From you. Think of a number and double it. Left, right.
Left,
no,
right.
I can't look. Stop me and try one. No, I mean...
Everybody down!
Ship docked, sir.
Not being stone deaf, so I gathered. The question now is, ship docked where?
Well, we'd rather knock that old gentleman on the dockside off his feet just now, sir. I could ask him.
Then do. I wouldn't dare.
No, you leave it to me, sir. Ahoy there, Mr. Sitting Down in a Hurry, gentlemen. Is this Portland?
What's left of it is, yes.
I say, did you hear that? This is Portland. By George. I am proud.
Well, sir, before you award yourself a By George medal, would you mind asking him where the rest of the NATO fleet has gone?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Ahoy there, Mr. Sitting Down in a Hurry, gentlemen.
Now what?
Where is everybody?
How should I know? They probably heard you were coming and took cover. And I wish I had.
Oh, come away from him, Mr. Phillips. He'll turn ugly on you in a minute. You'd better report to the operations room and see what's happened.
I did my best.
Oh, come on, let's find the ops room.
Hello, operations room Portland here. Lieutenant Pike speaking.
This is the Admiral Superintendent, Portsmouth Dockyard. Has the frigate Troutbridge arrived at Portland yet?
Just a few minutes ago, sir. I heard the bang.
Thank heaven for that. The exercise can start now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, excuse me. Is this the ops room?
Oh, that's right, old man. You're Lieutenant Murray from Troutbridge, I presume.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Oh, I guess that, old man. I heard the bang.
Mr. Phillips, sir, your reputation seems to have spread.
Hardly surprising, old man, really. Portland spends most of her time refitting ships you've clobbered.
I'm beginning to be sorry I came.
Look, can you help us? What's happened to the NATO fleet exercise we were supposed to join here?
Well, that's the whole point, old man. You see, the Admiral's idea, actually. The exercise is taking place off Portsmouth. All our lot have gone over there, and just to be on the safe side, the Admiral sent you down here. He's the wily one, all right.
What? Went to stay here until the exercise is over?
Yeah, that's the form. The Admiral reckoned the absence of Troutbridge might well be one of the biggest contributions you could make to the success of the exercise.
Oh, how unkind.
Yes.
Just as I was anticipating chatting up the Matlow hors d'oeuvre on the French ships. Well, a relative of mine's got an easy market for some custom-free champagne, sir.
Who hasn't? Of course, when I drink it, the bubbles always go up my nose.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I just thought you'd be interested to know that I like a bubbly hooter.
Well, chaps, there's not much for you to do, I'm afraid, but I do have an invitation for you. All the fellows up at the Naval Air Station have heard so much about you, they'd be delighted if you could pop over and see them.
You're right, Chief. Our reputation does seem to have spread.
Yes. It's hardly surprising, old man. Their helicopters spend most of their time rescuing chaps you've clobbered into the sea.
Well, if nothing else, it does seem we give them employment. Shall we go to the air station now?
Why not, old man? Why not? Sun's over the yard arm, so the wardroom will be open.
Oh, if the invitation includes CPO Pertwee, what are we waiting for then? Hey! Suddenly Johnsy's got the neck of a thirst.
I can't remember the time when Johnsy hadn't.
Why is everybody talking like that?
Like what?
That.
Oh, that. I haven't the faith.
Oh, be quiet. I mean, let's get to the air station.
Come again, sir.
Not like you. Don't follow me. Thanks for your help, Lieutenant Pike.
Oh, not... it's a pleasure.
You know, sir, jolly nice of these chaps to offer to take us all up in a helicopter, isn't it?
Not only jolly nice, Mr. Phillips, but in your case, extremely foolhardy.
Exactly, sir, yes. And whilst we're on the subject, Mr. Phillips, sir, when we're up there in the wild blue yonder...
Yes, Chief?
You won't touch anything, will you?
Of course not.
Or chat up the driver.
You know me, sir?
Yes, I do.
And that's what we're afraid of, sir.
Oh, really? For two pins, I wouldn't go up in the beastly thing now.
Chief,
I'm looking for a couple now, sir.
Now, look here. I've flown before, you know.
If you're thinking of the last wardroom party, you're absolutely right. You were higher than that thing could ever go.
Ah, yeah! And on two ginger beer shandies and all.
Well, those mixed drinks pack quite a kick.
Shut up. Here's the pilot.
Hello, you chaps. All set for the trip? Lieutenant Barfitt's the name. I'm your pilot.
Oh, how do you do? My name...
Oh, don't worry about that. We all know who you are, all right. Your reputation spreads a lot further than this.
So we're beginning to find out.
Oh, you'll be Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, I presume.
Yes, I am, actually. Why?
Oh, nothing much, but while we're airborne, you won't touch anything, will you?
It's a bit much, isn't it? Anybody would think I was a complete nit. I said anyone would think I was a...
We heard you the first time. None of us dare say anything.
No, well, let's get aboard the vehicle, shall we? The CEO suggested we use this chopper.
Why?
Well, she's the oldest one we've got there. Whatever happens won't matter quite so much.
Oh, charming. Incidentally, Lieutenant Parfitt, sir, and I have a feeling that I already know the answer... What made the CO detail you as our pilot?
Well, if you must know, I'm not so hot either.
I did know the answer. Ah, that settles it. Pertwee stays on the ground.
Oh, don't be such a cowdy-cowdy custard, Chief. It'll be a new experience for you.
It may also be my last, sir. No, it's all the same, sir. I'd just as soon not do it. Oh, don't push. And if you must push... Be a cent more careful where, Mr. Phillips.
Fussing and get inside. Quick, after you, Mr. Phillips.
Right, sir.
You next, Lieutenant Parfitt, then give me a hand up.
Okay, all right, up you go.
No, now, come on, now. Here! Put me in Shanghai. Somebody come!
Oh, shut up.
All set, chaps.
No, Johnsy wants to get off. Look, this is my station.
Take her up, Mr. Parfitt, take her up. Pertwee, we'd all feel a lot safer if you'd stop hanging on to us and staring straight ahead with that fixed wild glare.
I can't help it. I'm all of a nerve. I'm nervous. I don't like it up here, sir. No, I don't. Not at all. I don't like it. Sir. I don't know, not one teeny bit that I don't know, not like that I don't, sir, not at all I don't. Not in the slightest, sir. No, like that I do not. Not at all. No, I do not. No. Help!
We have gathered that you weren't too keen.
Richie, what's all the panic about? You've got a parachute on, so if you want to go down again, why don't you jump?
Oh, thank you, sir. If you're sure you wouldn't... Ah! Murderers! I better nearly jump, Ace.
I rather wish you had, actually, Chief. That parachute you're wearing must be about due for testing by now.
Look, never mind chatting to me, sir. Just consternate on your driving, please.
It's funny you should mention that. I've been watching Lieutenant Parfitt, and do you know, there's absolutely nothing to it. Anyone could fly one of these.
No, come away. You come away, sir. Now, look, don't you meddle with the unknowns.
So simple, Chief. I mean, all he does is wiggle that thing with his hand and waggle those things with his feet.
Mr. Morrison, look to him, sir. Warn him off. Don't let him touch.
Sir Phillips, but sit down.
I just wanted to see what that thing...
Help! Help! Ah! Help, it on fire!
Mr. Phillips!
What'd I do?
Set up a smoke flare. Chuck it out of feet, sir. Can't see a thing in here.
Then keep going up a bit, sir, please.
No, we must chuck it out. I can't even see.
Here it is, sir. This must be the thing here.
Now what's he done?
You idiot! You set off the distress kits now!
I say, aren't they pretty colours?
Outside, they might have been. In here, they're blinding me.
Go on! Get out of it! Go away! Go on! Sparkle all over somebody else!
You know, I really do feel I owe you chaps a bit of an apology.
So do we. How are things going, Mr. Parfitt? The smoke and fireworks seem to have died down a bit.
Can you see what you're doing now, sir? I hope.
Just about. However, there's someone else worrying me now.
What?
What's that?
Well, look out for yourselves. What's happened to Portland? It's vanished. There's no sign of land anywhere.
Lummy, you don't mean I blew up Portland as well?
No, hardly, old man. The CO isn't potty enough to send you lot up with bombs aboard.
No, on the other hand, sir, if Portland saw all the smoke and pretty lights you set off pouring out of this chopper, Portland probably ran away and hid.
Oh, this is ridiculous. There just isn't a sign of land anywhere. Which direction should it be, Mr. Parfitt?
Oh, search me, old man. Some of the gear your every-handed mate set off has done in most of my instruments, including the compass.
At the express command of the pilot, adjust parachute as instructed. On the command, abandon aircraft, grasp the metal ring, jump and count 10 slowly, then pull the ripcord. Should the chute fail to open, return to makers with a full refund. Darling, what's going on?
Stop reading that. In any case, there's no sense in jumping into the sea. At least not until we have to.
Thank you, sir. That's cheered me up no end.
Oh, it'll be all right, Chief. And if you do come down into the sea, we shall be all right.
Yeah, you might be, sir, but I shan't. I can't swim. Leastways, I can, but only straight down.
You won't have to swim. These things carry those self-inflating rubber dinghies.
Yeah, very likely, sir, but how do we know it works?
Oh, there's nothing to it. I mean, look, this is it. All you do is pull this cord over here.
No, Mr. Philip!
Stop. Stop. Hey, how do you switch it off?
Hey, quick, chuck it out before it gets too big to go through the door.
What do you mean before it does? It already has.
Don't turn it off me, somebody. Lifting me off my feet.
Back, you brute. Brute, back. Back, you. Back, I say.
Help!
Back.
Help! Help! It's following me. Here, Mr. Phillips. Puncture it with a pin, Phillips. Quick.
You can't. It's self-sealing. Hey, keep it down your end somehow. I'm still trying to fly this thing, you know.
Switch it off. Switch it off. There's no more room. If it gets any bigger, it'll push the sides of the chopper out.
Well, Chief, I think we can safely say that we now know how it works. Chief? Pertwee, where are you?
I'm Mr. Flounder Gundu!
What was that, Chief? Speak up, will you?
Oh, come on! Get me out! Get me out!
Oh, quick, Mr. Phillips. Breathe in. It might give him just enough room to squeeze out. Ready? Breathe in.
Shoo! Yeah. Hey, get off. Breach. Who wants to me? Air. Who? Give me air. Oh, I thought Johnsy was a god at that time.
Well, now that you come to mention it, Chief, I do feel I owe you chaps a bit of an apology.
Chief.
Sir?
If you feel the need to boot a certain superior officer, I shan't be looking.
I'm most grateful, sir. Unfortunately, with this blooming thing inflating me, taking it, I can't get near him.
Pity. Mr. Parfitt, what do we do now? We can't go on pinned to the sides like this.
Well, I don't rightly know, old man. As I say, you can't puncture it, and I can't get back there to release the valve, so there it is. You're stuck with it, I'm afraid.
This is ridiculous. I mean, there must be something we can do.
Well, I suppose we could eat it.
Oh, nasty.
Considering who inflated the thing in the first place, Mr. Murray, sir,
I have a much better alternative for disposing of it, sir.
Yeah, very possibly. However, this great big bit of... this great big bit of bungee is the least of our worries. The main question is, where are we?
Ah, now, as navigating officer, perhaps I could help there.
Ah, don't you dare! We'll end up as the flying Dutchman. Look, you've done enough already, sir. Now, please, leave it to Lieutenant Parfitt, sir, please.
It's all right, chaps. I can see the land again.
Is it Portland?
Who cares? Just put Pertwee down on it.
Oh, I can see it now. Yes, I can see it now. It could be Portland, but I'm not sure. I'll have to lean on this thing here to get a better view, and...
Now what's he done?
He's just popped out for a minute, sir. He swung out on the winch and he lowered himself down about 60 feet on the cable, sir.
Well, that should clean his shoes for him, any road.
Eh?
Well, he's on 60 foot of cable, but unfortunately, we're only 59 feet above the sea.
What? He's right, sir. Look. Look at him. He's dabbling his tootsies in the briny. Hello, Mr. Phillips, sir. Having a nice paddle.
Quick, Lieutenant Parfitt, how'd you wind the cable in again?
Oh, well, now there we hit a bit of snag, old man, you see. I mean, I told you this chopper was the oldest one I had, didn't I? Well, she's also due for an overhaul, and one of the repairs required is the winch mechanism, you see. Won't work.
Oh, blimey.
No, it'll wind down, but it won't wind up, you see.
Come on, you chaps, don't muck about. Pull me up. All this salt water will shrink my trousers.
Pertwee, you tell him.
Yes, most kind, sir, but I'd rather not.
Hey, oi, what's happening? Have you all got cloth ears? Pull me in. I don't want to be done.
No, head for land, Mr. Parfitt. I'll try and climb over this blasted dinghy and explain the position to our saltwater baby.
Yeah. Tell him in half an hour or so.
Half an hour? That'll cheer him up no end. He looks as if he's practically on his nice knockings now.
Mr. Phillips, put your feet forward. Try and water ski.
I've tried, but the water goes all up my trousers. It's freezing.
Never mind. We'll get you to Portland somehow.
Well, Admiral, the exercise seems to be going splendidly.
Does it? Well, Povey, all I can say is that you're easily satisfied.
Oh, he is, sir, terribly. Only the other day we were saying in the wardroom that Captain Povey...
Flag, Lieutenant!
Sir?
Shut up.
Oh, by all means, sir. At once, sir. Just as you say, sir. Leave it to me, sir.
Shut up! Suffering cubs, Wallop. If I find out who wished you on to me as my flag lieutenant, I'll bung him in the brig for the rest of his natural. What's your name again?
Dingle, sir. Claude Dingle.
It would have to be, wouldn't it? Povey,
sir.
Where's the ship's wireless room?
Just here, sir. After you, sir.
Naturally. Well, don't mess about, man. Find out the latest information.
The Admiral is waiting, Captain. He's a very busy man who mustn't keep
him
waiting.
Oh, shut up.
Well, really.
Captain Povey, sir.
What is it?
You're wondering on the transmitter to the shore, sir. I think it's your secretary, sir.
Wrench, yes,
sir. Yeah, so I believe, sir. And apart from the crackling on the line, she sounds like a fair bit of old cracky too, sir. If you'll pardon the expression, sir.
I doubt it. Where do I speak?
Right here, sir. I'll just punch you up on the loudspeaker, sir. Again, if you'll pardon the expression.
Hello, Captain Povey speaking.
Hello, sir. Wren Chasen here. Isn't it an absolutely super day?
Wren Chasen, have you phoned this to discuss the weather?
Well, no, sir. I was just trying to give you the good news first.
What? It's Troutbridge, of course. Well, what have they done now?
She reached Portland, all right.
Did she? Who said the age of miracles was past?
I'm not sure, sir, but I could look it up for you.
No, go on. Troutbridge reached Portland. Well, then what happened?
They went to the helicopter station, sir.
What?
They went up in a helicopter, and since then there have been some very odd signals from various ships between here and Portland, sir.
I don't doubt it.
Three merchant ships claim to have seen a flying saucer with smoke coming out. And all sorts of pretty lights going on and off inside. Oh, then a usually reliable tugboat captain claimed that a blonde naval officer with wet boots suddenly flew past his bridge and appeared to be on the end of a yo-yo.
I don't believe it.
tugboat captain, sir, and he's asked to be relinquished of his command. And he wants a certain pub in Portsmouth shut down for selling him hooch.
Anything else?
Portland Naval Air Station have just requested that... Could you let them have their helicopter back, sir? They said it may be old, but it does have sentimental value.
Really? Well, if Murray, Phillips and Pertwee are aboard, they've had that.
Good gracious. Whatever have you eaten, sir?
Don't be ridiculous. That's the alarm signal. I'll call you back later.
What the devil's all that racket about?
It's from the bridge, sir. It must have sighted the helicopter turned the gunnery targets up.
Then what are the fools waiting for? This is the flagship. Tell them to open fire.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bridge.
Wireless through me, sir. Admiral's order, sir. If you sight the helicopter turn the target, open fire, sir.
Very well.
And signal the rest of the fleet to do so as well.
I heard that. Opening fire now, sir.
And heaven help the gunnery officer on this ship if somebody else clobbers the target before we do.
Now, steady down, Mr. Phillips. You're back in Captain Povey's office in Portsmouth. You're having a nice little lie down. You're all right now.
All right, I'll never be all right again.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what you think. It was deliberate. I know it was. First you half drown me on the end of a piece of string, and then the navies of the world opened fire on me.
Just as well they were all such bad shots.
Well, they weren't that bad. I've lost my cap, and I'm 15 years older. Mind you, on me it doesn't show.
Well, won't someone agree with him?
It was the pilot's fault, sir. The land he thought was Portland was Portsmouth.
So I gathered. And next time a NATO fleet exercise fires at a target towed by a helicopter, tell them to make sure it isn't me.
Well, gentlemen, how's the patient?
Noisy, sir.
Yeah, just the tiniest bit upset, sir. Or putting it another way, sir, he reckons he's been done rotten by, sir.
Oh, does he now? Well, we must make amends, mustn't we?
Hey, I don't like this. No, I don't, not at all. Like it, I don't. No, I don't. I don't like it.
Quiet, Bert, quiet. Captain Povey wants to make amends. I don't want him interrupted.
You'll regret it, sir. Have a nice kip instead, sir. It'll be safer. Heads down. Rock-a-bye, Leslie, on the treetop.
Pertwee, be quiet. Now, as I said, I've discussed the matter with the Admiral, and we've decided all three of you have had a dreadful experience.
Oh, well, all in the line of duty, sir.
Ours but to do or die, sir.
Yeah, and this one of us very nearly did.
Exactly. It has been decided, therefore, that the very least we can do is to offer you a chance to get away from it all. A long journey, so that you can relax and forget the everyday trials and tribulations.
I don't like it, I don't, no. Like it, I don't, not at all. No, I don't, no, no.
Pertwee, shut up. A long journey, sir? Where to?
Portland.
Portland?
Portland, gentlemen. To get your blasted ship back.
Lummy, Troutbridge.
Now get moving, the lot of you. The next train leaves in 20 minutes.
Certainly, sir. Now, about our railway warrants.
Railway warrants? This trip is on you. You abandon your ship, you go and get her back.
Eh?
Now then, single fare to Weymouth is 22 and threepence each. Plus the lead on the train should be another 15 shillings. Plus the taxi from Weymouth to Portland. Knock out another 15.
But I've got no money, sir. I'm scared.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips have been doing a mischief to the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Lieutenant Parfitt was Ronnie Barker, and Lieutenant Dingle was Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alastair Scott Johnston.